for a small group. But you know the expression in the scriptures, where two or three are gathered, there is the Lord in their midst. So we're in the presence of the Lord, we're in the sacred moment of the liturgy, and Father Francis, our founder, would never miss an opportunity to at least say a few words in a homily. So that's what I'm going to do. For my own benefit too, I listen to myself, I ponder the word. But for yours and for anyone who might listen to the recording, some people seem to appreciate the recordings. Well, first of all, just one idea from the gospel, then I'll take an idea from the first reading and then we'll go back to the gospel. Starting with this last line of Jesus' statement here, not Jesus' statement, St. Mark's statement, that without parables, he did not speak to them, but with his own, to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. So, as if to say, to the crowds, he only spoke in parables, and then to the disciples, he gave some insight or explanation into the parables. I take that to mean, or to show us, that God is speaking to everyone all the time. All the time. Us and everyone else all the time. But in parables, in symbolic language, in events and people and all kinds of circumstances. And most of what he says, we don't notice or understand. Most, for sure. But when we pray, or when we open a space for God's explanation, he explains things to us in private. And that's why pondering the word is so important, because we sit down to ponder a scripture, and then we realize something that happened yesterday or last week or this morning, and we gain new insight into what God was saying. And since everything that is part of God's will, reality is where God is, everything is a parable. So whether it's being stuck in traffic, like Melvin, or whether it's raining, or it's sunny, or someone shows up at the office, or your phone breaks down, or something works well, or something goes badly, whatever it is, whether we're alone, whether we're in crowds, whether we're happy or sad, it's all God speaking in parables in every moment. But he only explains it to us, or we only receive his explanation deeper when we spend time with him alone or spend time with him in prayer. That's the first point. Now, today's first reading, we go back to the letter to the Hebrews. We've drifted away from Hebrews for the past couple of days because of the saints' days. But now we go back to Hebrews, and he's not talking so much about priesthood as about the life of faith, the experience of people of faith. And he talks about the great contest of suffering, public exposure to abuse, affliction. Our associates are abused and afflicted. People in prison are suffering. Confiscation of property, etc. Now, these are events that are also part of the parables that God speaks to us, through which God speaks to us, but they're more difficult. Sufferings, contradictions, it's more difficult for us to get the meaning, because it seems like these things are bad, and God doesn't do what is bad. So the point of this passage from the letter to the Hebrews is very important. You endured these sufferings, you even joyfully accepted them, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. So it's awareness that good comes from these experiences, even though we don't understand it now. That's the perspective of faith. And that's basically what he's stressing here, and this will come up again in tomorrow's reading, the importance of living by faith. Because when we have faith, we can persevere, we can endure. We don't have to draw back and perish. We are among those who have faith and will possess life. So we don't understand the parable now, but we believe that it has a meaning, and it has a good meaning, and so we persevere. Now let's go back to the gospel and reflect on the image of the farmer who scatters seed on the land and then goes to sleep and rises night and day. That's us. God is establishing his own kingdom. He does things his own way in his own time. He uses everything in existence for the achievement of his will. And these are all the parables, but he wants us to have a part. And that's why we have to also scatter seed on the ground. We have to do what we can, what we're called to do, to participate in the kingdom. But we don't know how it works. And that's basically what it is. That's why I love this image. It's only found in Mark's gospel, so we only get it once a year, this passage from Mark chapter 4. But we are like the farmer who does his little part and then goes to bed, and gets up the next day, does his little part again, goes to bed, gets up the next day. And for many days, it seems like nothing happens. The ordinary routine of life is not very interesting to the nature, because we don't see what God is doing, unless we have very, very strong faith. But even people with strong faith often have long periods of darkness. They don't see what God is doing. Think of Mother Teresa, for example. For years, even though she herself was doing a lot of great work, scattering a lot of very powerful seeds, she herself didn't see the fruit of it. She was in darkness. So this is our condition. We're like this farmer. But the farmer knows, even though he doesn't know how it happens, he knows that it happens. Because he does his part, this will bear fruit. Harvest time will come eventually. And that's, I think, a very positive thing to keep in mind in our journey. We don't know what happens most of the time. We don't even know if our seeds even germinate. We don't even know if what we do has any good effect on anybody. Sometimes we might hear a word of thanks, or we might see a little bit of fruit, but most of the time, no. But if we have faith, we can say, well, I'm just going to go to bed. And then tomorrow I'll get up and I'll continue with confidence that I'm not the one forcing the kingdom into the world. I'm just a farmer, and God is the one who makes the land yield its fruit, the blade, the ear, the full grain, and then the time for the harvest. So it's a positive way of understanding our experience, the parables, the experiences of daily life are very often either contradictory or just blank. But that doesn't mean that God isn't bringing about the growth of his kingdom. He is. And we, in faith, know that it's so.